Hey Siri, play Social Geek Radio.
Okay, Social Geek Radio podcast coming up.
Hello, geeks, and welcome to Social Geek Radio. I'm Jack Munson, your host and social media consigliere. Today's guests are Shannon Truesdale Curry and Marianne Whitehouse. Today's episode is brought to you by 1UP Web, Fotify, and Subtle Strauss. Subtle Strauss eliminates the franchise or marketing busy work of redundant customizations while protecting brand standards by giving franchisees self-service access to customize, print, download, and mail brand right collateral for their local markets from one central portal. They offer franchises scalable solutions for managing their marketing collateral, direct mail, promotional products, and signage needs. Growing brands like Goldfish Swim School, Christian Brothers Automotive, and Topper's Pizza have saved thousands of dollars by being able to run their marketing programs with a small graphic design staff by leaning on Subtle Strauss as a strategic marketing partner. You can get a free demo or download some case studies at subtlestrauss.com/franchise. Today, we're discussing diversity and inclusion and a few other things in the franchise space with two people who are doing more than just talking about it. They're taking action. It's Shannon Truesdale Curry and Marianne Whitehouse of Creative World School. Welcome to Social Geek Radio.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
And Shannon, this is actually welcome back for you. I had to go back and check the archives. You were with us way back in August of 2017.
Yes, I was. I was here talking with another franchise company about some community service work that I was doing then.
Well, thank you so much for coming back. It's great to hear your voice again. Before we get into today's topic, I'd like to learn a little bit more about Creative World School. Marianne, you're the CEO. What can you tell us about the brand?
Creative World was actually founded by my parents, and we're actually celebrating our 50th anniversary this year.
Wow.
Yes. We're having a great celebration in the 50th week of the month, so we're excited about that.
Right.
Yep. No stopping the pandemic this year. But so yes, we are we call ourselves Small But Mighty. We're a brand of 27 early learning facilities, and we're currently in 5 states, and we're opening 3 new facilities next year. So
wow.
This year. So we're kind of a small intimate brand of early childhood learning centers.
And I love hearing that brands are expanding even here during the pandemic, that you've got some new people who are stepping up and owning their own business and opening new schools this year. I think I keep saying this to all of our guests, any new franchisees or partners that you take on this year during a pandemic are going to be superstars.
I agree. We actually opened 3 schools. We call them our pandemic babies. this year. And I think if you can open a business in this type of environment, you can do anything.
Yeah, absolutely agree. So let's talk a little bit about the programs that you're doing in diversity and inclusion. Why did you decide to really jump into this and include it in your big annual conference?
Well, we've been actually working on it, since all of the kind of the racially charged, Breonna Taylor, George Floyd, all of that happened. And, it was this kind of moment of us kind of coming out and, first saying, what we needed to say. But then I think one of the things we talked about as a corporate team is that, us putting out a statement and feeling better isn't really what this is all about, and trying to, put action and what action to take. And it's kind of led us into this very exciting journey as kind of first as a corporate team and really kind of learning and being curious and listening, and then thinking about how we can involve, our entire brand and our franchise owners and our leaders, and so we're, really, we've been doing it now for, since early in the pandemic, but I think we're very excited now. We've had some really great accomplishments and really great enthusiasm from our community. And that's really kind of lit our fire, I think, as we look towards 2021 and kind of continue to expand it.
Shannon, you've been working with some different franchise brands over the past few years. does it feel like this is something that's been kind of missing from franchising in general, or at least from a lot of the brands that we see every day?
Absolutely. I think this is something that definitely felt different. What's happened in our world definitely feels different. And I was new to Creative World at the time. And I have to give credit to Marianne to being able to lead our company and being able to step out and be so bold. And not wanting, like she's saying, not wanting it to be a statement. A lot of companies were just putting out a statement and kind of leaving it there. She definitely led our company internally first to take this journey. We read some very, I'll say, difficult books, and we shared some hard truths with each other first. And then for her to also push us forward and have the courage to put that out there. You never know what your franchise owners will think and what they'll feel about us being so bold about those. Because, you know, Jack, it's a difficult concept and thing to talk about sometimes, but we kind of merged forward and we put it out there to our owners, and the response that we got was overwhelming. So I cannot recall another time where I've been involved with the company that has been this open about this topic, but it's definitely something that was missing by the great response that we've gotten. I can tell that this is something that was missing. So I'm so proud to be able to be a part of it.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. There were a lot of brands in franchising and outside of franchising who I think took the opportunity this year to, you know, share a few hashtags and feel like they're really part of a solution somehow, but they're really just talking about things and not actually making any changes within their organizations.
Right. Absolutely. And Marianne said quite a few times that that's not what she wanted for a Creative World, that if we were going to do it, we were going to try to do it the right way. And it was very much a collaborative effort. We never made any decisions that we did not talk about as a team, even going forward, you know, as far as how we would present it to our franchise owners at our Let's Connect virtual meeting, and then what we would do going forward. Even this morning, Jack, we had another meeting as far as how we would now go move forward into the small group discussions that we're going to have. So it's been huge. I'll have to say, again, very proud of the work that we've been able to do so far.
Tell me more about the small group discussions, because I think that's sort of another level that some brands get to is, you know, we'll bring in a guest speaker and we'll talk about it at the annual conference, and, you know, we'll do some workshopping on something, and then it goes away for a year until the next annual conference. Right. So Shannon, tell me what goes on in these small group meetings moving forward.
And the small groups, like I said, Marianne picked some books that she wanted us to start with. And then we also kind of gave her some ideas of books that we would then read going forward. And we then kind of split off into small groups as far as the schools that she mentioned that we have. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of put those into some small groups. And then we are now going to move forward as far as talking about the topics that we have at hand. So we'll talk a little bit about diversity, and we'll talk some about anti-bias. We'll talk about implicit racism and some things that people have to you have to come to terms with as far as how we can then move forward and be able to deal with these things in the schools that we have. We want to teach our leaders how to have the vocabulary to answer the questions that they may encounter with families and with children. And it's, for me, it's just so important to be able to have, since we are in such a unique situation, to be able to go to our owners and to be able to go to our teachers and say, let us help you have these conversations so that you can then train the people that are working with our children.
And I think the people working with the children, that's what I wanted to kind of get to here too. It's so important for a brand like yours to really kind of be leading the way here, because not that food companies or professional services or, you know, any other types of franchises don't need to move in this direction, but everything you guys do is in front of the children at some point in the day, right? Very young children. So hats off to you for, you know, including everybody down to that level of the staff and teachers. Does this also work hand in hand with, I would assume, with hiring both at the local level with staff and teachers? And also, is there anything you're doing at the corporate level when it comes to franchise development and, you know, making sure that we're looking at a very diverse group of candidates for future schools?
I'm going to let Marianne handle that one.
And before I answer that, I just wanted to, you know, I think we're a small brand. And when we started this, you know, there wasn't a diversity expert out there to be hired, right?
Yeah, because yeah.
everybody was looking. And so I think that was actually a silver lining, because we're not diversity experts, but I think what we had to do was we had to all step up and kind of dive in and be brave and be curious. And I think that I'm glad we didn't have an expert come out, because in fact, I think it really made us all lean in together and really mm-hmm. do the work together, which kind of has led us down this path. So
yeah, I like that. A diversity expert or an expert in any other area sometimes makes you feel like you're checking the box and you're you know, doing what you wanted to accomplish. But unless you're actually rolling up your sleeves and doing the work yourself, it's very different.
And I might have wanted to check that box at the very beginning.
It would have been a lot easier, right?
It would have been a little bit easier. But it's all worked out in, you know, in a really great way. But I think that is the piece, though, about, and I think then when you all have to, you know, we're all in this together, we're all going to read together, we're all going to learn together, and there is no expert, then it allows, I think, it to be imperfect. And I think that's the one thing that I've embraced, is that, you know, it isn't a perfect solution, but I think not doing something in silence is the wrong decision. Yeah. So I think in that imperfection, then that allows the more openness and more, you know, space then to try things on and to have really deeper conversations.
We'll be back with our discussion in just a moment after this word from Fotify. I've had several people ask me recently about the comeback of a lifetime graphics we're creating for the podcast and sharing on Facebook and Instagram and LinkedIn. I'm using Fotify to create these images right from my phone. I can instantly drop in a Social Geek Radio logo and have it up on social media in a matter of seconds. And our marketing assistant can do the same using logos, GIFs, and images that I've already approved. So a tip for marketing pros at Franchise Systems: if you want to give your franchisees and their employees the ability to make great, unique local posts, but you still control the brand, this is the way to do it. You can sign up now at fotify.pro.
One of the things that, you know, when you talk about franchise development is that, you know, actually, we have a very, very diverse group of people already in our lots of, you know, different ethnicities and cultures and all of those pieces. And I think that's one of the ways it's been easy, in that we've had that diverse presence in a lot of different ways. But I think what the thing that we've heard over and over from our leaders and from our franchise owners is this reluctance to speak about diversity or race, because they don't want to offend people. Mm. And I think that it's the silence then that has been the thing that we're really working on creating, then a space where people can talk. And I think that's that piece about, and then when people feel confident and more comfortable talking about these issues, then we can have those really tough conversations about hiring and training and retention and all those things that every brand has to really deal with. But if we can never really talk about the part that's uncomfortable, then some of that change doesn't really happen. So, you know, we've really felt that just kind of building people's confidence to have conversations about race is a really powerful way to impact, you know, all those other kind of key elements that go along with this bigger initiative around diversity.
Marianne, there are a lot of franchisors who listen to this podcast, from CEOs and COOs all the way through lots of types of systems. And I'm sure it's something that many of them are struggling with right now. You know, what should we do? What should we be doing? If a CEO came to you this afternoon and said, you know, Marianne, help us out with this. What is the first thing we need to do a program like what you're doing? What would you tell them?
Well, I would actually start by admitting that you need a program. I think that's the thing. You know, I think that, you know, we could have, and actually, you know, this is the piece that we checked all the boxes to begin with. I mean, we had the statement, we had all of the, you know, hiring policies and all of those pieces. It's not that we didn't check the boxes to begin with, but I think that one of the things that really grew out of my own kind of corporate and executive team was this understanding that, we all have work to do on this, right? Everybody has implicit bias. Everybody has some elements, and we all are impacted by living in a racist society. And so if we can own that, and I think then we can do the work, then it all becomes easier. And I think that's the piece that has really the work we've done as a corporate team so that we can really then lead our franchise brand, right? So if we haven't done the work ourselves, it's hard to be leaders in something. And again, not that I'm an expert, right? So, you know, it's still, you know, and I think committing to the journey, right? And I think that's the piece that we're firmly committed to now. And we've seen exciting things and exciting energy and exciting reactions from our owners and from our leaders. And that just kind of fuels it, that we're on the right path and that we can continue.
Shannon, what's next with the program? You mentioned the smaller group meetings that are happening on a regular basis now. Anything else that that you're planning on for the rest of, well, I won't say the rest of this year because we only have a few weeks left, but into 2021, which we know is going to be a very interesting year from the start. Any plans for more parts to the program in the next year or so?
Well, we are planning a in-service day on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. We are going to have a training and service where we'll talk about hopefully a culmination of kind of what we've done so far with our diversity and inclusion on that day with all of our schools, and then we'll do some community service. But we're trying to get as much feedback from our franchise owners and from our directors and people in our centers as far as what that will be. We're gonna also give them some trainings from us as well to do in the centers. And so we're hoping to do that and share with everyone. We do have a Creative World, we call it our CW Cares, where we do some community service anyway, but we wanna do this specifically for our diversity and inclusion on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. So we're all looking forward to that. So that's what we have right now. And hopefully, you know, Jack, we're hoping something else will come out of it. We don't know. Like Marianne said, it's the commitment already that we've had to this has been so phenomenal. So we're hoping that that will definitely continue through 2021. I think that the exposure and the awareness has been so great already. And personally for me, I think that's what will help everyone as you continue to become exposed and aware to things that you don't already know and people that you don't already know and cultures that you don't already know and are aware of. That's how you grow out of being able to share these experiences. And as we continue to have these experiences and continue to do these things, hopefully things can get better and people will get more comfortable. So if we can start with our small groups and then go into our community service and then see what grows from that, that's what I'm most proud of. So we'll see. We're going to start from there. And if we do something more, I will definitely give you a call and say, Jack, let's get back on here because I want to tell your audience.
Seriously, let's do it. And I'd love to hear about your service day and how everything happens with MLK Day, which in 2021 is January 18th. That's less than 2 months from now. So if any other...
You work fast, Jack.
Yeah. but if any other brands want to really start a program, what better day or better way to do something than to do some sort of service on that day and maybe at least get some conversations going. The last point I wanted to make and get a little bit more feedback from both of you on is... I love the idea that you're including the franchise owners and the schools in all of this. I think far too often policy and new ideas come from the corporate office and it's pushed out in a message and a plan. But I really see people who are including their franchise owners as people who are really just kind of getting the ball rolling. And you never know what direction this could take if one of the franchise owners or a few of them really pick it up and run with it.
I think that would be great. I've already had so many of the franchise owners that I work with personally, like on a daily basis, who have expressed so much interest in this already. So I think, like Marian was saying, we do have a diverse group of franchise owners who were already so excited when we presented this at our Let's Connect conference. They were already asking us, well, what books did you guys read? Or, you know, tell us about what you guys have already done, because they already wanted to get started. So that's what we're hoping. If they're already this excited about it, and they show the kind of commitment that we did, that we had already, we have no idea where things can go from here. So we're just as excited as they are. We want to get the feedback from them. As we were going through this journey as a corporate team, it, like we said before, it was already always a collaborative effort. So if they can give us the feedback and we can grow this into something else, I know that Marianne's going to be open to that. So we definitely want to hear from our franchise owners. I think that's how things become great. If you continue to do things the same way you always did, you'll never grow. So if we can get new ideas, we're definitely going to be open to that.
Excellent. And if you'd like to hear from anyone in the franchise community, any of our listeners, if they have questions, is there a place we can send them to, maybe your website or LinkedIn? Where would you like us to send folks?
We do have a website, creativeworldschool.com, and both Marianne and I are on LinkedIn as well.
Excellent. Thanks to both of you for being here and for, you know, really kind of doing something different. And Shannon, especially thanks to you for reaching out to me about doing something on this topic. I really appreciated you reaching back out and coming back on the show. And I look forward to chatting with both of you very soon.
Great, Jack. Absolutely.
Thank you.
Before we go, a quick note about a site that I'm recommending to all marketers, especially those working with franchise brands. It's oneupweb.com/franchise. Lots of free franchise marketing resources like an SEO audit template and a guide to Google local listings for franchise businesses and a whole lot more. My favorite part is OneUpWeb's new franchise marketing playbook. It's a guide for franchisors to support their marketing efforts at all levels of a franchise system. It has specific tips for working with franchisees and it includes some post-COVID insights. OneUpWeb is an enterprise digital marketing agency and AOR for many great franchises with over 20 years of digital marketing experience. You can learn more at oneupweb.com/franchise. And thanks for listening to Social Geek Radio. We're here to help you get yourself ready for the comeback of a lifetime on the Social Geek Radio Network.